here now for almost 25 years, and this is the first time I'm giving a Sichas Moser. I am scared. I'm scared because not of what is false humility, but just looking around at the Talmidim and Yeshiva, you learn, and you learn Bahasmada, and you do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and it's a frightening experience to appear in front of you and try to say words of Musar. So please be advised that everything I say, as the Balei Musar of old noted, I'm speaking to myself. And if you listen in, and if you gain something, that will also be some reward, but clearly my intention is self-directed. You know, the first mimer that Rav Huttner, Zechrono Levracha, has in the Pachad Yitzchak on Pesach, Rav Huttner compares the theme of the Yontif of Pesach to the Inyan of Zrizos. Rav Huttner feels that Zrizos, in many ways, is the fundamental midah that comes across with this Yontif. Now, we can see this, of course, from the statement of the Mechilta, that the Mechilta on the Pasuk Ushmartem es hamatzos mikan she'ein machmitzen es hamitzvos. The Mechilta says that a person should be very vigilant, should guard the matzah, should work with the matzah very carefully. Zok Mechilta mikan she'ein machmitzen es hamitzvos, meaning, and Rav Huttner develops this idea, that if a person is not zoriz, if you don't act quickly with alacrity, so then what you have is actually chametz. The chiddush of Rav Huttner is that zrizin, acting quickly with alacrity, is actually not just a maila. It's not just something that you do to enhance the mitzvah, but one who fails to act with zrizus is creating chametz. And we might not be there yet, but pretty soon we're going to realize that chametz is our arch enemy. Chametz is the worst. Mikan she'ein machmitzen es hamitzvos means that if a person delays doing mitzvos, that creates chametz. Now, when you think about Rav Huttner's comment, and you connect Zrizus to the Yontif of Pesach, you realize that the Yontif of Pesach is about Zrizus more than any other Yontif. So we'll talk about Zrizus briefly. The Torah says, "Ki b'chipazon yotzasa me'aretz Mitzrayim." We left Mitzrayim in haste. We left quickly. The message that the Torah is telling us is that chipazon is essential to this yontif. The sugyas of zrizin makdim and lemitzvos appear a few places in Shas, but the primary location is right at the beginning of Meseches Psachim. In the discussion of bedikas chametz, the Gemara says if it's out zrizin makdim in the mitzvah, so then lecha ori you should do bedikas chametz in the morning. Vayashkem Avram baboker. Avram gets up, he goes to the Akedah, right? First thing in the morning, that's Zrizin Makdimin. How can we do Bedika at night? Zok the Gemara, nighttime people are at home, or Haner Yofel Bedika. But the entire Sugya of Zrizin is a Sugya that appears in Meseches Psachim. Nosaf al Kach later on in Psachim on Samachay, the Gemara tells us that the Pesach is Nishkat Begimel Kitos. There are three groups that came to Shech the Pesach, group one and group two. And if you're in group three, you are part of what the Gemara calls Kat Atzlonim. You are lazy. Now, you need Gimel Kitos. That's a halach. Right? You have to have three. But nonetheless, you're supposed to try to be part of one or two. If you're in three, you are part of Kat Atzlonim. You are lazy. Zrizin Makdim in the mitzvos is bolet in the yontiv of Pesach. The halacha, the first halacha in Hilchos Pesach in Shulchan Aruch, is that Shloshin Yom Kodem Achag, you have to be Sho'alen or Sholem Bedarshan, whatever it is, Hilchos Achag. The Mishnah Berurah notes already a discussion in the Rishonim as to whether this is true by all Yomim Tovim, only by Pesach. But everyone holds that by Pesach, you need Shloshin Yom Kodem Achag. Everyone holds that by now, we should be having a Seder in Hilchos Pesach. Because Zrizin Makdim in the mitzvahs. Because if you're not going to learn the halachos of Pesach, there are so many halachos. There are halachos of Hagolas Kelim. There are halachos of preparing the matzah. Just even to sit down at Leil HaSeder and to be properly prepared, you could spend months, right? There are yeshivas that spend an entire winter's man on Arvei Pesachim. It's not so hard. We don't have that long. Zrizin Makdim in the mitzvahs means that you can't expect to show up to the Seder just cold. If you want to be prepared, you have to start already now. You have to prepare for the Yontif of Pesach. And it might not be true by other Yomim Tovim, but by Pesach, it's zicher true. By Pesach, there's no question that there's an inyan of Zrizin Makdim in the mitzvahs. You know, when we talk about Zrizus, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, of course, has the famous Braisa upon which all of Mesilas Yesharim is built. And Zrizus is number two. Zrizus is Achar Hazehirus Yavo Hazrizus. First is Sor Meira, then there's Aseh Tov. And Zrizus, the Mesilas Yesharim comments, has really two separate aspects. Zrizus requires Pichos Gedola, Hashkofa, Rabba, you have to pay tremendous attention. You have to avoid the Yetzer Hara that's preventing you from beginning to do a mitzvah. And also, Zok the Mesilas Yesharim, a second aspect of Zrizus, and he refers to this time and time again, is that you have to avoid the Yetzer Hara once you are already involved in doing a mitzvah. Zrizus has two components. There's one component of Zrizus before I begin to do the mitzvah. And there's another component of Zrizus that once I start the mitzvah, I might not bring that mitzvah to fruition, I might not complete it. I need Zrizus to make sure I arrive at the end. That's the second aspect of Zrizus. I feel that on some level, the second aspect of Zrizus, the Zrizus that once I'm doing a mitzvah, to make sure I complete it, that is more important for us as B'nai Torah on some level. And let me explain. Often you have fellows who try very hard to come to Seder on time. It's not easy. By the way, if you daven at the 8:30 minyan, it's impossible. But it's not easy to come to Seder, right? Seder actually begins at 9, right? It happens. And it's not easy. But sometimes what happens is a guy works very hard to come to Seder on time, and you sit down and you open your Gemara, and the first thing you do is you ask your Chavrusa, so tell me, how are things going? Tell me. And by the way, it's very appropriate that you should have a nice friendly relationship with your Chavrusa. You should get along. The only negative thing I ever heard about Rav Kook is that they say when Rav Kook was learning in Valozhin, he did not know the name of his Chavrusa. That's the only negative thing I ever heard about Moran HaRav Kook. So, you should be friendly, you should be nice. But often what happens is that the nice, cordial, good morning, how are things, becomes a whole shmooze. And sometimes by the time, your Gemara is open already, because Chas V'Shalom, to be in the Beis Medrash, not have the Gemara open. But by the time you actually get around to really learning, you know, it could be 10:30. Or, we don't want to say, it could be 10:30. So now, the second aspect of Zrizin to complete the mitzvah, Zrizin that I'm not just here, but I'm actually doing what I'm supposed to do, that's very important. One of my friends once commented in a joking sort of way that the hardest mitzvah in the Torah is Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum. Because it's the only mitzvah that you're forever starting and you never complete. Right? How often do you say, oh, I tried to pick up the lulav, I got most of the way, I didn't finish? It doesn't happen. Right? But that's a problem. Because if I don't finish Nayim Mikra Vecha Targum, that means that there's a chisaron in the second aspect of Zrizos. There's a chisaron that I'm not bringing the mitzvah to fruition. These two aspects of Zrizos can be found in the Pasuk in Tehillim. David HaMelech tells us, Chashti velo hismamati lishmar mitzvosecha. David HaMelech tells us, Chashti means I acted quickly, velo hismamati, and I didn't delay. Meaning there are two different dimensions. The two dimensions that Maseiach Yesharim points out. You have to go quickly with alacrity to begin, and then once you begin, you can't stop. Once you begin, you have to finish. And you know what? I once had a chavrusa, it was before I came here to yeshiva, I had a chavrusa who was very makpin on Baal Tosef. He said that there was Baal Tosef and Seder. So every day at noon, it didn't matter if we were up to the middle of a line in Tosfos, we were like right after the kasha, the gemar before the teretz, Baal Tosef, you close the gemar, you leave. That's wrong. You can't operate like that. Chashti velos mamati. You have to have this resource that you begin a sugya, you have to take it through. And you know what? If it takes an extra 15 minutes and you miss 15 minutes of your lunch break, Baruch Hashem, our yeshiva gives lunch that's long enough. No one, to the best of my knowledge, in the history of YU has ever starved because lunch is too short. It just doesn't happen. So, lemaisa, you have to try to not only begin, but to finish. And nirlofi and niyastaiti, that when I talk about mitzvah ha-boliyodcha al-tachmitzena, I talk about ushmartim es ha-matzois, es ha-mitzvos, I'm really talking about the chimutz in the second aspect of Zrizos that the Maseiach Yesharim notes. You see, if I don't begin the process, if I never mix the water with the flour, so then it's not going to come lidei chimutz. But if I begin the process, and then I delay in the middle, then there are shehiyos. Then, in the process of making the matzah, I stop and I sing a song and I tell a story from Reb Nachman and I even learn a parak of Maseiach Yesharim. You know what happens to my matzah? It becomes chametz. We paskin in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah paskins in Tuf Nun Tessa if Beis, that the shehiyos are mitzdarfeis. No? Even if I don't have a shehiya, I don't have a delay of a complete 18 minutes, but I have a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit there. They add together and they create chametz. If you're worried about chametz, you're worried that the mitzvah might chas v'shalom not be done bezrizos. The concern is more the second type bezrizos. The type bezrizos that could possibly lead to chametz. Now, for us, shehiyos, the shehiyos mitzdarfos, is something we have to be very cognizant of. And believe me, I am probably much more guilty of this than you are. But I have this little thing in my pocket that leads to shehiyos. And you know what? Each 3 seconds that I look and someone texts me, and by the way, I get texted shilohs. And sometimes the shilohs are really important. But it's very rare that I'm going to get pekuach nefesh shiloh. It can happen. It's very rare. Most often, someone stuck the rowing spoon in the rowing pot, I could answer 2 hours from now also. That's what most shilohs are. But I'm a creature of habit, and I look at my phone, and there are shehiyos. And those shehiyos are mitzarfos, because I can tell you that the difference between a morning seder when I leave my phone upstairs and a morning seder when I have my phone with me and there are shehiyos, the difference is the complete concentration, the complete focus, the complete ability to really get la'omkam shel dvarim. And that. And that's something which is very, very real. And that, I think, is part of the second aspect of Zrizos. You're doing the mitzvah, but are you getting to fruition? Are you getting to the end? Are you getting to the bottom of the Taisa? So you're really understanding what the Maharsha says? Are you really chapping the Rashba? That is the shehiyos being mitzarfos. And you know what? Zrizos. Zrizos for us is not only Zrizin, Makdimin Lamitzvahs. I'm a little embarrassed to say this, but in our yeshiva, we have, you know, Torah Umada. And if you're not a Zoriz, if you're not going to take your classes and really work for them, and really invest effort and energy to do work when the work has to be done, and to do work not right before it's due, but to spend your Motzei Shabbosos and your Sunday afternoons and your Fridays to spend some time doing work so that you can actually learn. Those shichios are mitzdarfos. Every delay in finishing that term paper is a very serious burden on your mind. It's a burden on your mind that doesn't allow you to get to the bottom of the sugya because you're thinking, you know what? I didn't finish that paper. I'm going to have to get back. There's rizus in starting it on time, starting it early so that you could finish it like a mensch. And there's rizus in not having 200 tabs open on your computer because I'm in the middle of reading 200 different articles and I'm working on 17 different things at once. It's a tova, Rabbi Osai. Multitasking means you are working four times as slow on any one task. That's what happens. Zeloani, right? This is what all the studies say. If you are multitasking, you're trying to do lots of different things, you're not doing anything as well. Zrizus means you start on time. Zrizus means you start and you bring it to fruition. You focus, you do what you have to do. That is Zrizus. That is one of the lessons of Yom Tov Pesach. The Mesilas Yesharim seems to contradict himself. In Perek Vav and Perek Zayin, he discusses whether the mid of Zrizus is Noveya from Ahava or Yira. And to my mind, I was bothered by this. I took out my Mesilas Yesharim and I noted this probably 20, 25 years ago during the Musar Seder at one point, that there's a steer in the Mesilas Yesharim. Is it talking about Ahava or talking about Yira? I'm sure Rav Cohen has a teretz. But it seems to me that the answer might be these two different dimensions of Zrizus. The Zrizus that I want to begin the mitzvah, that comes from Ahava. That comes from a motivation that I want to do what's right. But the Zrizus to complete the task, to bring it to fruition, to get all the way to the end, that comes from Yira. The Yira is, what's going to happen if I don't finish? How much of a shter will this be? And you know what? The second Zrizus, the Zrizus I don't bring something to fruition, Nir Lefi Anias Daiti, might be more chamor than the first Zrizus. Because the first Zrizus, so I didn't do it. Okay, Yisvas, it's bad. It's bad. But the second Zrizus, one could argue, is a din d'oraisa. You know, the Gemara, the beginning of Bamei Madlikin, the Gemara tells us that there's a din d'oraisa called Bizui Mitzvah. Bizui Mitzvah means that, like, if I do Kisui Hadam with my foot, if I do a mitzvah in a way that doesn't show proper kavod for the mitzvah, a mevazeh the mitzvah. That's an insult to the mitzvah. And that's a din d'oraisa, v'ol d'kolon dam. So the din d'oraisa of Bizui Mitzvah. And l'cha'ora, if I start a mitzvah and I don't finish it, ein lecha bizui gedola mizu. If I start a mitzvah and I don't finish it, and this is a point that Rav Hutner Zichrono Levracha makes in that essay, when I start a mitzvah and I don't finish it, what I'm doing is I'm saying, you know what, I don't care about this. I'm being mevaza the mitzvah. I'm insulting the mitzvah. And one could argue that that is a din d'oraisa. And one could argue that the nusach of the Mechilta, mitzvah haboli yodcha al tachmitzena. Mitzvah haboli yodcha means that the mitzvah is already in your hand. It already came into your hand. It's here. In that situation, there's chametz. In the first situation, there's a maila to do the mitzvah early. Rabbi Yonah writes at the beginning of Brachis that really the ikar of Zman of Kriya Shema is to say it right at the beginning of the Zman. Technically speaking, davening 10 o'clock Ma'ariv is b'di'evet, according to Rabbi Yonah. You're supposed to daven Ma'ariv right at the beginning of the Zman. That's what Rabbi Yonah writes. Okay. But that's a maila. That's enhancing the mitzvah. However, if a person begins the mitzvah and then doesn't finish, mitzvah haboli yodcha al tachmitzena. In that case, it's not just that you don't have the maila of the mitzvah. In that case, it could be that is a terrible chisaron. The chisaron is bizui mitzvah. You don't think the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is serious enough. You dump it. You leave it. You leave in the middle of Seder. You're having these shehiyos, and they're mitzdarif. And then it becomes chametz. Mitzvah haboli yodcha, once you start, you have to make sure you complete it. No, there's a discussion in the Tshuva Svarim. The Tshuva Hadash and the Siman Lamed Hey has a discussion about what is Adif. Do I assume that Zrizim Akdim on the Mitzvahs is more important to value than Hiddur Mitzvah? Do I assume that Hiddur Mitzvah is more important of a value than Zrizin Makdim and Mitzvah? And the Truma Sadesh is discussing when you should say Kiddush Levana. Do you say Kiddush Levana? Do you delay till Matzei Shabbos, till the time that you're going to be Mevusam, that you'll be wearing nice begadim? Or do you say Kiddush Levana at the earliest possible Zman, either Yom Zayin according to the Mekubalim, or Yom Gimel according to the Chachmei HaHalacha? When do you say Kiddush Levana? The earliest time, or do you wait till Matzei Shabbos? So the Tshuva Sadesh and Paskins, that fundamentally, Hiddur Mitzvah is a more important value than Zrizin Makdim and L'mitzvahs. And therefore, if you're not worried that you'll be Mevatel the Mitzvah entirely, you should delay the Mitzvah until you could do the Mitzvah at its best. The Vilna Gaon is quoted in the Ma'aser Rav, the Bi'ur Halacha quotes it, that the Gaon felt that no, you should do Kiddush Levana at the earliest possible time, that Zrizin Makdim and L'mitzvahs is a more important value than Hiddur Mitzvah. That's what the Gaon says. Now, obviously, there's what to say. You could be Mefalbel in the Gaon and in the Trumas Hadeshen. There's what to say. But this is also a relevant issue for us. I don't know if it's as relevant for guys in the college as it is for guys in Smicha. But please do not listen to what I'm saying if you don't know it already. But what I'm saying is that often guys don't take tests on time in Smicha. And they don't take tests on time because they say, you know what, I'm not ready. I'm not ready. Why am I not ready? I'm not ready because I didn't chazer as much as I would like to. I'm not ready because I missed a few days of shiur. I'm not ready. So they delay taking the test. Or they ask, should they delay the test? So this is a halachic question. It's machlokas trumas hadeshen and gra. Is reason makdim lemitzvah is taking the bechina on time more important than the hitter mitzvah than getting the 95 or the 100 of acing the test? Right? It's a serious halachic question. But lechora, it's absolutely non-true. It's absolutely non-true. Because even the trumas hadeshen says, in a case where you're worried that it might be Yom HaMu'unan, you're worried that there might be cloudy days or the like, so then everybody holds you do the mitzvah at the earliest possible time. Everybody holds that Zrizin is more important than Hiddur Mitzvah if you might not actually do the mitzvah later on. That's clear in the Trumas Hadeshen as well. Nosaf al kach, when it comes to Talmud Torah, I have a diyuk in the Gemara and Kedushin that when it comes to Talmud Torah, Zrizin is a more important yesod. And I think we'll use this as our last point. The Gemara Kedushin discusses on Nefchav Tes. This is like one of those Gemaras that everyone should know. Hu lo mod u b'no lo mod. Right? Let's say there's a choice. I only have enough money to pay for myself to learn or to pay for my son to learn. Right? This comes up, by the way, very often. Emir Tashem, later in life, you have a shayla, do you continue to work? And if you continue to work, you're not learning, but then your son could stay in yeshiva. Or maybe you stop working and you go to kollel. And your son has to go and work. What do you do? Hu lo mod u b'no lo mod. It's a serious shayla lahalacha. So the Gemara discusses hu kodem lifno, that you go first. However, im haya b'no, zok the Gemara, zariz umemulach v'tamudo miskayim b'yado, or zariz umemula, the two gersos, v'tamudo miskayim b'yado, then b'no kodmo. If your son is someone that tamudo miskayim b'yado, then your son goes first. But the Gemara doesn't just say, B'no is memula tamuda maskan b'yado. It says, Zariz. If your son's a Zariz. A Zariz means that he does things early, certainly on time. He does things properly. If he's a Zariz, and then tamuda maskan b'yado, then he's called Mo. Zrizus is more essential in Talmud Torah than it is elsewhere. Because everybody knows, you can ask any Rebbe in this yeshiva, that the guys who take the bechinas on time with zrizus end up doing better than the guys who feel they need additional time to chazer. Because once you need additional time to chazer, you're already going weiter in the sugyas at the same time that you're trying to chazer, and you have no time and your head is nowhere. If you're zariz, then tamudo miskayim b'yado. If you're zariz, if you do things on time, you do things properly, so then you'll have hatzlacha in limud. Then you'll have hatzlacha in learning. Zrizus is very important. A person who's not zariz feels a sense of alarm, feels a sense of emergency, feels like, oh my gosh, I have to cram everything in. And you know what happens? Like, the most useful thing I learned here in college was in one of the psychology courses we discussed how memory works and how you bring ideas from short-term memory to long-term memory and what type of repetition is necessary for that. And one of the most important ideas is, you know what, cramming for tests doesn't work. If you want something to end up in long-term memory, you want Talmudo Miskayim B'yado, you have to be a Zaris. You have to learn on time. You have to be prepared. You have to take the tests on time. Then you become a Zaris. The difference between Chametz and Matzah is a teeny chetchik of a letter, no? A hey and a ches. Chametz and Matzah is the same letter. It's just a tiny bit of fill-in, right, to make a hey into a ches. That little bit's the difference between 18 minutes and more than 18 minutes. That little bit is the difference between if you're a Zaris or not. Do you spend the time preparing to be a Zaris? If you do that, Amir Tashem, if we take the lessons of Pesach properly, so then we'll be Zoche that Talmud HaMaskayim B'yada will be Zoche that we remember our learning and we will live up to what this yeshiva has always stood for. Thank you for listening.